Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Mission should be at the heart of who the Church is and what she does. This stems from Jesus' words found in the Great Commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28. Or hear the words of Jesus as recorded by Luke in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth. And John concludes his gospel with Jesus saying, As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. Now this term send, this little verb is a particularly interesting term in John's gospel. Jesus is the focus of the term. He's the sent one to save mankind from sin. As we see in John chapter 3 verse 17, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God's sole purpose in sending his Son, Jesus Christ, was to bring to us repentance and faith in the Christ. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. John chapter 6, verse 29. And this mission of salvation intimately reveals the close connection between the Father and the Son. Whoever believes in me, believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me, sees him who sent me. John chapter 12, verses 44 and 45. In John's gospel, Jesus receives his mission of salvation from his Father. And Jesus is fully and completely dependent upon his Father to carry out the mission he is sent to earth for. This unity of mission to redeem the sinful and lost world between Father and Son then extends to all who are united by faith to them through faith in Jesus. Jesus' followers are united in their mission to the world so that those in the world might believe and confess that Jesus has been sent by God the Father, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me, and love them, even as you love me. John chapter 17, verses 22 through 24. As followers of Christ, we are taken into the unity and the love of the Godhead. As sent ones of Jesus, the one sent by the Father to save the world. Now the Holy Spirit is also united with the Father and the Son in their mission to save the world from sin. The Spirit descended upon Jesus like a dove and remained on him after his baptism, as we see in John chapter 1 verse 32. This enables Jesus to gift abundantly the Spirit to all who trust in his words. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God. For he gives the Spirit without measure. John chapter 3 verse 34. And this same Holy Spirit is sent by God to the followers of Jesus, so that they may grow in faith. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. John chapter 14 verses 25 and 26. But this same Helper is also sent by Jesus to bear witness about Jesus through God's people to the onlooking world. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. John chapter 15, verse 26. The Holy Spirit, sent by Jesus, will speak with Jesus' authority to glorify the Christ and to reveal to his followers all truth. John chapter 16, verses 12 through 14. John ultimately concludes his gospel with Jesus breathing the Holy Spirit upon his disciples and then sending them forth as God has sent him forth into the world. John chapter 20, verses 21 and 2. Here the disciples are commissioned to join the mission of the Father and the Son through the power of the Holy Spirit. Mission is the work of the church because it's the work of the triune God. The Holy Spirit enables those who confess Jesus as the Christ to witness to the world through their words and through their actions that the Father has sent the Son, so that whoever believes in the only begotten Son will not perish, but will have eternal life. Let us pray. Almighty God, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that he may rule and direct us according to your will. Comfort us in all our temptations and afflictions. Defend us from all error, and lead us into all truth, so that we, being steadfast in faith, may increase in all good works, and in the end, obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.